God, she'd miss these people if she had to leave. Daphne put her head in her hands. She didn't want to go. Sutton's Creek was home, even if the people in it would be horrified if they knew where she'd come from. The kind of her family was involved in. She was tainted by association. And she was tainted by participation. That was the worst of it.
What's wrong?
Daphne jerked her head up to find Kane watching her. He'd emerged from the hallway that led to the offices, and she hadn't even noticed. Kane Fox was the last man she'd want to know about her past. She sniffed and straightened her spine. Nothing at all. I'm just thinking about the book club tonight and what I need to do. He rolled toward her with that easy gait he had that spoke of confidence and power. All the men of One-Shot Tactical were gorgeous, but Kane did something to her insides that none of the rest of them did. Then again, he had that effect on women. So many women who came for classes and then kept coming back, asking for Kane, sighing and giggling when he emerged to talk to them about their b*****ed excuses for returning. It fired her up and made her determined not to be one of them, which would have been difficult anyway, since Kane insisted on treating her like the little sister he'd never had. He was 35 and she was 28, though her fake ID said she was younger. But he treated her like she was 15. He'd been helping her look for a car for months now, but none of them ever met his exacting standards. She still had Warren's old beater that he'd loaned her, but she needed to either buy it or give it back. Warren Trigg was the nicest man she knew. Even though he'd broken up with her recently, he was still her friend, and he'd told her she could keep using the car as long as she needed.
First, they went to the Indian restaurant. Kane ordered chicken vindaloo, spicy, and garlic naan. He'd wondered what Daphne would get, thinking she was probably a chicken tikka masala girl. Mild, plain naan. Nope, not at all. She ordered chicken sag, asked for spicy, and her own garlic naan. Then she proceeded to eat everything as if she hadn't eaten in 2 days. Of course, he ate all his food, but he was a big guy and he worked out often. She didn't eat all the rice because there was a lot, but she mopped up sauce with a naan and ate all the chicken. When she noticed him watching, she arched an eyebrow. What? I was wondering where you put it all. She frowned at him. Seriously, Kane? Are you food shaming me? What? No. He shook his head emphatically. Of course not. I'm just amazed you've got room.
I ate yogurt for breakfast and nothing for lunch because I was busy, so I'm hungry now. Also, if you talk to the women you date about how much they're eating, how the hell are you getting so many of them in bed?
She mopped up more sauce with her naan, because that shiz would make me ragey. He held up both hands. Daphne was as prickly as a cactus tonight. Sorry, didn't mean to be offensive, just making small talk. She finished the bread and smiled at him.
Actually, I know, I'm just razzing you.
Brat, he said, throwing the balled up wad of paper from his straw at her. She ducked and stuck out her tongue at him.
You missed, old man?
Old man? Seriously? He was only slightly offended, and trying not to think about her tongue and all the places he'd like it. She leaned back in her chair and crossed her arms over her chest. He found himself wishing she'd move those arms lower so that her breasts would be forced upward, like a push-up bra, but with her arms. He gave himself a mental shake to clear the image.
Hey, you insist on calling me a kid, I'm calling you an old man, or Gramps. I kind of like that one, too. Should we tell the salesperson you're my dad tonight?
She was roasting his over a barrel. He probably deserved it, but he was only trying to protect her. From him. Keep her from making a mistake. If he gave in to that tingle of desire he felt every time he looked at her, it wouldn't turn out well.